This is What in the Name of God, here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. Now, you might disagree with me that the Reverend Billy Graham was a self-aggrandizing anti-Semitic huckster, but I will say this about his progeny: they make him look good. His grandson is the Reverend Tullian Chavijan. He's at Coral Ridge Presbyterian Church, although he's not anymore, because he had what has become a very well-publicized affair. And of course, he couldn't just leave it at that and say, well, you know, I did something bad. No, he said, I returned from a trip a few months back and discovered that my wife was having an affair. Heartbroken and devastated, because I'm sure everything's about him, I informed our church leadership and requested a sabbatical to focus exclusively on my marriage and family. As her affair continued, we separated. Sadly and embarrassingly, I guess for him, I subsequently sought comfort in a friend and developed an inappropriate relationship myself. When the church leaders found out, they asked him to resign. Nice way to throw your wife under the bus. Very graceful. And he's making these public pronouncements, and they have three kids. His wife had something different to say. She said, the statement reflected my husband's opinions, but not my own. She sort of left it at that and didn't go into any details, which shows that she's got a little bit more class than her husband. And then there's Billy Graham's son and daughter. Anne Graham Lotz is quite the piece of work. She believes that the Supreme Court decision on gay marriage that's upcoming is a sign that the end is near. She says that gay people are asking to join an institution that actually, by its very definition, they can't join. So if the Supreme Court changes that legally in America, they are very seriously defying God. Here's the three reasons she thinks we're passing the tipping point. And the first one, of course, is the gays. The second one is abandoning Israel. And the third one is the abortion. I'm quoting here, she calls it the abortion. You know, aborting babies for convenience. And women can scream and holler about it and say they don't do that, but the statistics show that they do. They use it for birth control. And those three reasons alone would demand that God judge America. She said, God allows the terrorists to strike or a tornado to rip through our city to get our attention because, for whatever reason, we don't seem to give him our attention until we're desperate. And so, if we don't give him our attention, then he's going to allow things to happen to make us more and more desperate until we do cry out. Of course, the things that she's mentioning God doing to get attention also strikes people who believe like she does. So God's trying to get her attention, too. She hates her, the gays, but nothing like her brother, Franklin Graham, who really hates the gays. He was so incensed about the commercial by Wells Fargo that showed a gay couple learning sign language to adopt a deaf daughter, so enraged by that charming ad that he quit his bank, he was banking at Wells Fargo, and went to what he called a good bank. Of course, that good bank, as it turns out, was also pro-gay. I think it's going to be harder and harder for him to find a bank in the 21st century that is as anti-gay as he is. Now, unlike his father, he doesn't seem to be anti-Jew. He's actually more expansive. He hates Islams and gays. And I mean a lot. He spreads the old tropes that the Muslims are coming here to spread Sharia law, and that gay people getting the right to marriage means that Christians are going to be persecuted. He is certainly not as eloquent as his father. He said, same-sex marriage takes the family away, and there's no way you can have a family with two females or two males if you just think biologically how God made us. Our plumbing is completely different. So you looked down there and noticed the difference, did you? Try this, Franklin. Turn your wife around. Now it looks exactly the same. Go to it. And I'm thinking he's also probably a racist, at least based on some of his comments about black people, especially the one where he said that the problem with unarmed black people being shot by cops. Well, that's simple. Black people just aren't obedient enough. Sojourners sent him an open letter calling his comments crude. The NAACP sent him an open letter admonishing him for his claim that President Obama is not really a Christian. Of course, he's not all anti-gay. He has said that he believes that gay people can go to heaven as soon as they stop being gay. But it could be a lot worse. You could be someone like Martin Luther King and have an absolutely horrible relative who is a straight blood descendant. And that's the case here with Dr. Martin Luther King and his niece, Alveda King. She is horrible. She is viciously anti-gay. She is strongly pro-life, even though she herself has had 2 abortions, tried to get a 3rd, and she's divorced. She works very hard to rewrite history, though. Coretta Scott King has pointed out that Dr. Martin Luther King was very much in favor of gay rights. She claims that Coretta Scott King doesn't really know anything because she's not of the same blood like she is, so she's just the wife. She doesn't really manifest the true spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King, who was also a strong supporter of Planned Parenthood. She tries to rewrite history and claim that Dr. Martin Luther King was a strong pro-life Republican. She has said, to equate homosexuality with race is to give a death sentence to civil rights. The Bible doesn't really talk a lot about abortion, but it is pretty clear on marriage. And it is against divorce, which Alveda King has done 3 times. Okay, so some people can go backward. But there is one person who's going forward, at least a little bit. Russell Moore is the Southern Baptist Convention's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission head. The Southern Baptist Church was formed out of the Civil War because they supported slavery. And Russell Moore has come out in favor of taking down the Confederate flag. That's progressive, at least in Southern Baptist terms. And yes, he's really anti-gay, but he said this. We need to equip parents not to be ashamed. There are many parents who somehow feel when they have gay, lesbian, or transgender children that somehow that's a reflection on them, that they didn't do something right, that everyone else in the community is talking about them. That is pride. We do not turn around and repudiate our prodigals. We speak truthfully to our prodigals, and we keep a place for them to come home to in the end. Do not throw your gay and lesbian child out of the house. Be the sort of place where the gospel is present. For a Southern Baptist, that's pretty darn progressive.